Welcome to WestHempsteadEcho.com's weekly news and information update, sponsored by Creative Corner, with your hosts, Norm Kaish and David Kirshner. In today's headlines, we're first going to be covering a story that took place in Woodmere with a horrific car accident that took the life of a 15-year-old Great Neck girl. The reason why we're bringing that subject up first on our site is that, unfortunately, the driver of the car that hit the girl came from West Hempstead. Norm, what do we think about that?
His name is Arlen Aguilera. He's from West Hempstead. It's not just a local news story because of the driver of the pickup truck was from West Hempstead. This is a big problem in Long Island in general with the DWI. In fact, Suffolk County's number one in New York State, Nassau County's number two in New York State, and Queens is number three. We're living in a dangerous area, and these are serious numbers. I think between 2009 and 2013, there were 273 alcohol-related deaths. That's a crazy, crazy number.
Yeah.
Here you have a kid that's 15 years old with a bunch of kids in the car coming home from a camp reunion, having a great time, and all of a sudden their lives are upside down. Two of them are in critical condition, and of course we lost one, and that's nothing but tragedy all the way around.
Yeah, it's beyond tragic. I can't tell you, having been a news director at News 12, covering DWIs, it's never easy, and unfortunately, it just doesn't go away. In addition to that, the specific location, even though the person was an alleged drunk driver, I can tell you firsthand that that small stretch of road on Peninsula Boulevard has its own set of issues. There's speeding all the time. A lot of folks are cutting down Edward Avenue, I believe it is, in order to get to Broadway. And it's, you know, there seems to be an accident there all the time. There have been many, many fatal accidents just in this like quarter mile stretch on Peninsula Boulevard. It doesn't take away from the insanity of what took place, but we should also understand too that there could be some, you know, road situations involved.
There's clearly an issue there. I think Dove Hyken is a neighbor in that area, and he's a former New York City councilman. He's called for an investigation, and I believe Nassau County Police are going to be paying a lot of attention to that particular stretch of the road.
We'll continue covering this story, and including the arraignment and other details involving this horrific accident. And in other news, the town of Hempstead voted 7-0 to opt out of marijuana sales. That's the sixth Long Island town to do so. Norm, what do you think about this story?
I'm not surprised. It's a seven-member board. They have six Republicans and one Democrat. I'm not sure that makes that much of a difference, but the towns don't want it. I believe everyone except of Long Beach probably hasn't tuned in to just deciding they don't want it sold in their neighborhood. Yeah. They're not going to be able to stop, you know, the effects of marijuana sales. They buy it in Queens or they buy it someplace else. So I'm not sure what they're signaling by this, but Rockville Center, Freeport, Atlantic Beach, and Island Park also don't want it. I can't imagine any neighborhood that would really look forward to having marijuana sales in their neighborhood.
Yeah, and from what I understand, the town of Hempstead, along with any other town that opts out, can decide to opt in at some other future time.
Yeah, I suppose they could see how it goes and then decide whether or not they benefit from the tax sales. I mean, that's about the only benefit a town really receives, which is any income that could be derived from sales.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And you know, Hempstead is the largest township in the U.S., and it has a population of about 800,000 people. So, you know, I think there may be some potential broader implications. There is a vote coming up, I believe, later this week in North Hempstead on the marijuana bill. So it'll be interesting to see if this continues or if North Hempstead decides to change and to vote for it. But as you pointed out, it really doesn't make a heck of a lot of difference because the changes are coming. It'll be available whether you get it from your local smoke store or you got to go across the border to Queens to get it. It's really just not going to make a bit of difference.
No, not at all.
So in other news, last evening, the West Hempstead Public Library had their trustee meeting. And Norm, I heard you try to log in. What happened?
They're having a lot of technical problems. First of all, people should understand the board trustees meetings are all public. You can go Zoom in, go to their website. They have a link where you can Zoom in. Last night was kind of a disaster. They bounced off four times while I was there in the first half hour. I didn't continue. It's interesting. They're really focused board members. These people try and spend a lot of time making sure the budgets are held tight, that the operations are smooth. They got some grants and repaved the parking lot. They noticed that the traffic is down. I don't know if that's just the time of the year, but it seems to be that people are kind of shying away from the library for this period of time.
Well,
I think it could be COVID related. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely COVID related, and there's no doubt that the overall attendance is down. Walking into the library looks like you're getting into a crime scene. There's tape all over the place. It's everything's boarded up. I mean, come on, guys. Either you're a library that's open to the public or you're not. So they're just not making it conducive outside of just getting what it is that you're looking for and getting out as quick as possible.
Yeah, you know, they have a mask mandate and they voted unanimously to make sure that masks are required inside. They have a front desk so they could even check for vaccines if they wanted to. But they have limited seating to individuals. You can't have group seating anymore. So a lot of it's roped off. It's a shame. The budget seems to be holding. The only increases on the budget, they went line item by line item, seems to be salaries and benefits. That went up $18,000 for the year, and I guess that's going to come out of taxes.
Yeah, I would like to just add that the library in general is a tremendous asset to our community. It's the lifeblood of reading and really a great place just to go hang out. So I would just like it to see go back to its full normal state. But then again, nothing is in its full normal state at this time.
Yeah. It truly is a beautiful facility, easy parking, nice people. There is no nicer place to hang out. I did notice that they're getting rid of the periodicals. They just feel that it's an expense they don't need to pay for. You can go online and get any periodical you want today. So that's something they cut back on.
Wow, that's really a sign of the times. I'm having a hard time grasping that, given the fact that they are a library. But
any article you want, you can Google.
I think that's gone away along with the Dewey Decimal System and the card file. So
right.
All right.
I also wanted to mention that the town of Hempstead is having these Challenge Your Assessment seminars all over town. You should go to their website and check it out. They have, I think, seminars in just about every part of the town of Hempstead. Echo Park is on January 18th.
And to wrap up today, our last story is about a subject that's been a huge issue for West Hempstead. We're talking about people speeding down Hempstead Avenue. There have been countless accidents. The beloved Rabbi Kelemer, a blessed memory, was hit in front of the Young Israel West Hempstead several years ago, crossing. There have been numerous other accidents in this one specific area. And finally, something has been done about it. It may not be enough, but it's certainly a step in the right direction.
I think it's the right use of technology. The synagogue wanted to have another traffic light installed, and they do have one about a block away. But they installed these flashing lights, so when people are crossing at night, these lights flash, and they warn drivers. I think that's the greatest technology. They should be using it at schools and any place where you have public assembly or throughout the county. I think it's probably best dollar for the buck approach.
Absolutely. There's probably at least, you know, a dozen locations throughout West Hempstead where something like this could be helpful. And if you recall, several years ago, we used to have speed cameras in Long Island, which were effective and certainly were effective in school zones and in other areas. Those no longer exist. The speeding, whether it's on Hempstead Avenue or Woodfield or Nassau Boulevard, is just out of hand.
What I like about it is that it doesn't slow down traffic. It doesn't stop traffic. It just advises the drivers that there's somebody trying to cross. And so it's a win-win for everybody.
I hear you. I just hope that at some point we can really deal holistically with the whole speeding issue in West Hempstead. I kind of feel like we're just a pass-through between the Southern State and Garden City. And as quickly as you can get through us, you know, that's what the drivers are looking to do. There's got to be some ways to change that situation.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And that'll conclude this week's edition of WestHempsteadEcho.com News and Information Update, sponsored by Creative Corner. Join us next week. Have a great day.